Joined now on the phone by Tom Jensen, who's the director of public policy polling based out of Raleigh. Publicpolicypolling.com is the website. You can also find more numbers from them on Twitter at PPP Polls. Tom, good to be with you today.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
And we were talking earlier about the Mueller testimony and the impact that it may or may not have on public opinion. And you said, and this is something that we've talked about a whole bunch of times, that all of the details related to the Russia investigation, including likely that testimony, probably will have very little impact on public opinion moving the dial one way or the other. So we can kind of skip over that today in terms of looking at public opinion. But there are several issues that really are galvanizing voters as we get into this election cycle. And one of them is something that's very near and dear to North Carolina, and that's Medicaid expansion. And you just did a survey of a number of different states, including North Carolina, on where voters stand there. So what'd you find?
Well, in North Carolina, most notably, we found that there's 58% support for Medicaid expansion and only 26% opposition. And that's really pretty consistent with what we found over time, that Medicaid expansion is popular and really has some level of crossover support. Certainly, we found strong support for Medicaid expansion from Democrats in North Carolina, but it's something that even Republicans are pretty evenly divided about. 38% support it, 44% opposed. We've talked so much about how so many issues these days, you'll basically see either Democrats are all for it, Republicans are all against it, or Republicans are all for it, Democrats are all against it. And this is really an exception where we see a decent amount of crossover support. And I think that's why Governor Cooper is it's so insistent that we have Medicaid expansion as part of any budget that we pass, because he really has the voters with him on that.
And this was a survey of states all across the Southeast. Was that kind of the similar finding everywhere?
Yeah, we also looked at Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, and all six of those states had majority support for Medicaid expansion. And you think about some of those states, obviously places like North Carolina and Georgia are swing states, but Donald Trump won Alabama by 27, he won Georgia by 24, he won Louisiana and Mississippi by about 20. Some of these are really, really Republican states, and we still see majority support for Medicaid expansion. Louisiana has a Democratic governor up for re-election this fall, and he's really making Medicaid expansion a cornerstone of his re-election campaign, because he knows that it's something that a lot of Republicans agree with him about, even if they don't agree with Democrats about very much.
Speaking with Tom Jensen about the survey that just came out, and again, go to Twitter at PPP Polls for more numbers on this. When it comes to Medicaid expansion in North Carolina, so regardless of where public opinion stands in terms of the Democratic-Republican breakdown in Raleigh, right now you've got pretty much every Democrat kind of together in support of Medicaid expansion, and on the other side, still the pretty vast majority of Republicans are opposed, although you're starting to see more and more Republicans starting to inch over to the other side on this, depending on the particular proposal. At what point does it become politically expedient for a Republican to say, okay, my constituents are speaking to me, and even in a heavily red Republican-leaning district where voters are a little bit more split, it's still good for me to start supporting Medicaid expansion politically, if not sort of personally?
Yeah, I think we're definitely headed in that direction, because I think we've seen a real evolution over the 2 years. It used to be that the second you mentioned Medicaid expansion to any Republican, they would just say, oh, there's no way we're doing that. And certainly that was how things were when Pat McCrory was in office as governor. But we do, as you note, start to see Republicans, some Republicans saying that they're open to some forms of Medicaid expansion. And usually once the train starts moving on something like that, like we're seeing, you don't really see that stop. That sort of progression keeps on continuing where people become more and more open to being supportive of it. It really would behoove Republicans politically to sort of take this off the issue as a table for Democrats, because, you know, it's something where voters are very strongly on Democrats' side. And I think it's something that's moving higher and higher sort of on the list of issues in North Carolina. We've been talking about Medicaid expansion now for 6-7 years, but it sort of used to feel more of a sort of a further down the list of issues sort of issue. Maybe it was the fourth or fifth thing that was getting the most discussion in Raleigh. Now it's really number one, as we've seen this move over the last 2 years towards health care being the issue that voters are most concerned about. This is certainly, I think, something that Democrats are more and more deciding to make a highlight of their campaigns. And we certainly saw last fall in most of the Republican sort of middle ground districts that the Republican incumbents lost. And certainly a big part of what Democrats were running on in those districts where they unseated Republicans was Medicaid expansion. So, I don't know that Republicans in Raleigh really very often do the thing that's smartest for them to do. But I think just going ahead and expanding Medicaid and taking it away is something that Democrats can sort of beat them on the head with election cycle after election cycle would help their long-term sustainability as a party.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling. Now, this was a survey about Medicaid expansion, but it was also a larger survey about a number of healthcare issues in general, including and really primarily in terms of the questions that were asked, treatment and prevention and education about HIV and the spread of HIV and what voters want the government to be doing or not doing as far as that goes. What did you find there?
We found that there's pretty strong support for states to start funding programs to provide PrEP to low-income individuals who might not be able to access it otherwise, the sort of newer drug that's come on the marketplace that helps prevent HIV. We found 62-17% percent support for that in North Carolina. So definitely something where I think you see pretty strong support across party lines for sort of moving the ball forward on that. And it's just sort of common sense. I mean, if you have a drug that can help eliminate something that's been a terrible illness slash disease over the last 35, 40 years or so in this country, you may as well make that drug as readily available as possible to make sure you're continuing to make that progress.
And you mentioned kind of the dial starting to move on Medicaid expansion. We've spoken with Lee Starrow with the North Carolina AIDS Action Network about this exact issue and the work that he and the network is are doing to get that conversation going in Raleigh at the General Assembly. And what he has said on a number of occasions over the last couple of years is that it really is something that you can actually sit down and have productive conversations with legislators on both sides of the aisle, just because people now are more and more likely to see it not as a social issue or a culture war issue, but as a legitimate public health issue, which is what it always has been.
Yeah, and I think that we see that sort of openness in some cases from Republican elected officials to move forward on these issues. We see that from Republican rank and file voters as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe there would have been a time where, a certain segment of the electorate would have said, ooh, that's a gay disease. You know, they can fend for themselves. But I think we've really moved forward with a lot of that kind of thinking in the state.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, find more on that survey on Twitter at PPP Polls. You can also visit them online at publicpolicypolling.com. And if you go to that website, you'll find a post from a little bit less than a week ago about the 2020 election and how Democrats might be able to win the presidential election, not so much by focusing on the Midwestern states of Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania that Democrats typically have an advantage in and lost 3 years ago, but by focusing on a couple of states in the South that have typically been Republican-leaning states and kind of all the way red Republican states in the last few presidential election cycles. But there are some signs that that may be changing in states like North Carolina. What was the reasoning for that?
Well, we did polls in North Carolina and Georgia last week, and we found that Trump would trail a generic Democrat in both of those states by 5 points in North Carolina, 49-44, and by 4 points in Georgia, 50-46. And the reason I wrote this story is sort of that, as you noted, it seems like a lot of eggs are getting put in the Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin basket. But those states, relative to where they used to be in, towards the rest of the country, are trending Republican, whereas North Carolina and Georgia are getting more Democratic relative to where they used to be in comparison with the rest of the country. And That's because of big changes happening with the population in North Carolina and Georgia. Obviously, in-migration from other states is a big factor that's occurring, and the voters who come into the South from other parts of the country tend to be more Democratic-leaning than the natives of those states. We're seeing rapid diversification of the electorate along racial lines. In both North Carolina and Georgia, white voters are still overwhelmingly Republican by 25, 30, 35 points, but non-white voters are almost monolithically Democratic, and the share of the electorate that's non-white voters is getting bigger and bigger every year in those fast-growing southern states. And then the other part of the equation is just that there's a big generational divide in North Carolina and Georgia. Older voters are very Republican-leaning, but young voters are very Democratic-leaning. And really, you're going to get a more Democratic state every 4 years just sort of because of natural population shifting. And those things are more true in these southern states than they are in the Midwest. So I think it's possible that the path to 270 electoral votes could run through the South next year, whereas usually we've thought of it as running through the Midwest.
So expect another 10,000 ads a day in the presidential race next year?
Well, especially with us having probably the most important Senate race in the country, North Carolina's Senate race really may determine whether Democrats get control of the Senate nationally or not. So we'll have that on top of a super competitive presidential race, which definitely means we can expect those ads to start sooner than later.
PublicPolicyPolling.com for more on that, and find them on Twitter at PPP Polls for more numbers from that healthcare survey. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Take care.